Together regular board meeting of trustees. It is April the 20th. Board meeting is beginning at 6:30. And I have a little message I need to read first. Although members of the board are not gathered in a central physical location, we do have a quorum and attendance at this meeting, a video conference or telephone call. We are meeting the use of Zoom software application, which allows two-way communication for members of the public. As we, at in-person meeting, members of the public who have followed the instructions of the meeting notice and registered to speak during the public comment portion of the unmuted for 3 minutes to speak. If the speaker submitted written comments in advance, the Board of Secretary, Virginia, will read the comments and record before, during the board's communication, consideration of that item. And if you would like to provide comments, future meeting conducted by video conference or telephone call, please follow the instructions of the meeting notice. All other meeting procedures will adhere to the board adopted procedures. An audio recording of the meeting is being made and will be available to public at a later date. All right, we have all board members present. Therefore, we'll go ahead for the pledge and the prayer. We're gonna maybe have a flag.
There's one behind Bobby. Bobby Clausen. There it is.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
Let's pray. Father, we do thank you, Father, for the day you give us, for all the many blessings. Father, I pray that you would just bless us as a board member. I pray, Father, that we make good decisions. And I pray, Father, you just watch over our school and ask that you bless all the students and the teachers and the administration, all those involved, and I ask a special blessing upon them. I ask that you bless this nation, and Father, I just pray, Father, that you bless our President, President Trump, and I pray that that you just forgive us where we fail. I know I fail in so many ways, and I say this in the name of Jesus, and everybody says,
Amen.
Thank you. All right, introduction of media guests. We do not have. Was there any public comment, Mr. Heflin, anybody that had signed up?
No, I'm sorry.
No, okay, no. No, that's fine. Okay, and we've asked that if everybody will have their mics on mute, and then if they have a comment or something to say, kind of unmute it so we'll have the background noise, anything like that, you know, won't be distracting to us. If y'all don't mind, and then you can just unmute it if needed. We're going to go ahead on to the action items. Minutes of the previous board meeting.
Make a motion we accept the minutes for the previous board meeting.
Second.
All right, a motion by Lyle Potter, second by Bobby Bird. All those in favor? Unanimous. All right. Building use fee.
You see that we are recommending we keep the same building use fee that we've had in the past. It really is only one building that we rent out and allow the public to use. That's the cafetorium for $100 and a $20 key deposit.
I make a motion that we approve the building use fee as stated.
Second.
Motion made by Lyle Potter, second by Bobby Bird. All those in favor? Unanimous. All right, we'll move on to summer school tuition.
On this one, we are also recommending that we keep the same amount. Being $50 unless it's a transfer student outside the district, which would be 150. And of course, we, if there's a hardship, they can take that to the principal and we can waive that fee if it's a hardship situation.
Need a motion for that?
I make a motion we accept the summer school tuition as presented.
Second.
All right, a motion made by Lyle Potter, second by Bobby Clawson. All those in favor? Unanimous. All right, we'll go to item D, consider a waiver for the educator appraisal requirements due to COVID-19.
This is something that the commissioner has told all the superintendents that we need to take care of, because many of our teachers weren't completed with the process of doing the appraisal. So what we're doing is everybody in pretty much in the state is asking for a waiver approved by the board to suspend the appraisal requirements for this school year.
I make a motion to approve the application for waiver from the educator appraisal requirements due to COVID-19.
Second.
Motion made by Bobby Byrd, second by Lyle Potter. All those in favor? Unanimous. All right, we'll go on to, is there any item E, budget amendments?
No, we have no budget amendments.
Okay. All right. Then we'll go on to item 7, the superintendent's report.
Alina?
Okay.
I need to unmute her.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Ma'am. I can.
Okay. The first thing that you see is, just like always, our investment report certification page. Mr. Heffernan and I just talked about this. We'll be redoing our training in May. We thought we weren't going to have to, but we do. So we'll be doing that in May. The next page is our financial summary, and it's for the month of March. And in general operating, First National Bank, can you hear me, Mr. Heffernan? I just got a message from you that said start my video.
Yeah, you're on now.
Can you all hear me? Okay. At the First National Bank, at the end of March, our total was $6,145,000. We earned $7,552.36. Y'all will notice that that number is down significantly, as we all know what's happened to interest rates in the last month and a half. So I'm very happy to have that. Just let me say that. And then text pool accounts, at the end of March, we had $431,981. You can see that that number is considerably lower because I paid bonds in March. Our grand total for cash is $6,577,078.27. Our expenditures are next. This report looks a little different, and let me explain why. We have, in my opinion, the software is a little bit inept, but the user was a little bit mixed up. So I'll take half blame here. Generally, this report prints out really nicely as I do my end of month process, but I was at home doing my end of month process and I didn't have my checklist. So I didn't print my board reports. So I had to go back and pull them through another process and put them on a spreadsheet. And so that's why it looks a little different. But I'm just gonna go down all the way to the right on the expended column or through the functions for you. So this is Fund 199, our general operating. And out of Function 11, we've spent approximately 61%. Function 12, 65%. Function 13, that's our curriculum and development, 65%. Function 21, 76%. Function 23, which is the principal's office, school leadership, 57%. Function 31, that's our counselor, 64%. Function 33, 61%. Function 34, 59%. Function 36, 59%. That's our extracurricular. Function 41, 55%. Function 51, that's maintenance and grounds, 37%. Remember that we have a large stash of money there, if you want to call it that, that we're probably not going to spend. So we only spent 37% there. On security, about 8%. Function 53, technology, 44%. Function 61, community service, 16%. We also received a nice donation from East Texas Professional Credit Union of $250 last month from community for our community service for that function. In debt service, I paid interest of $1,967.50 in March at 1%. And then our JJAEP, we've spent 71%. For a total on percentage, function 19, I'm sorry, fund 199, about 50% thus far. Next page is for our expenditures in food service. We've spent about 83% in food service for. 83% thus far in food service, and then in Fund 599, which is our debt service, we've spent 83% of what we budgeted. I'm sorry, 98% of what we budgeted. And remember, we'll have to make potentially a budget amendment. Well, we will have to make a budget amendment, although I think we've collected enough that we won't have to move any from Fund 199 this year, I don't think, because EDA and IFA was much higher than I anticipated. And then next is our revenue. If you'll turn the page. For general operating, we have collected 61% in local revenue, 60% from state programs, and 57% of our SHARs. And our SHARs, that's probably all we're going to get on SHARs this year. And there's a reason for that. It has to do with the counselor position as it was held when Ms. Scott was our counselor. I don't really understand it all. She didn't file for reimbursement, and you have to file for reimbursement in order for us to claim her. And we had been claiming her for years, since way before I came, and they told us, no, you can't do that anymore. So we had to refund some money, and the way they did that was they didn't pay us as much this year as they did last year. So we've collected about 60% of our revenue, which is very close to what we've spent thus far. And Fund 240, which is food service, we have expended 77% so far. And then in our Fund 599, we've spent about 95%. I mean, we've collected about 95%. So of what we estimated. So we collected 292% of what I estimated of IFA and FD and EDA. So that's why those numbers look funny. And the next is the check payment list, if any of you have questions about that.
Good.
Questions? Thank y'all. I miss y'all.
Thank you. Miss y'all too.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks.
All right. The next item on the superintendent's report is our enrollment. And our enrollment is ADA, excuse me, will be 896.87. And we are at 96% attendance. Now, that's through the fifth, 6 weeks. And it looks like the state is going to pay us on a formula which is going to primarily do our ADA through the 4 6 weeks, take an average. And so we were only one student different. We were 897 on that number. And the formula probably isn't going to be just straightforward at the end of the 4 6 weeks, but that's going to be close to the number that they pay us on these days that we've been closed. As long as we can show that we are providing educational support for our students, whether that be online, packets, phone calls, checking on kids, finding out what, you know, how they're doing with their work and all that. We're documenting all of our educational support on the campuses. And so we should receive whatever that number is, which is probably going to be very close to the average we were at the end of the 4 6 weeks, just like that, every day that we've been closed, according to our school calendar. And so, therefore, we shouldn't have a drop-off in our revenue based upon our ADA. And that's good news. The state has been good to the districts in making sure, as long as we can show that support, that we're doing that, then we're going to questioning, well, since the governor decided to go ahead and close the schools for the rest of the school year, are we done? Well, we're not done. And we have to do that, number one, to count those days, and number two, to get financial reimbursement for those days. As you notice in the financial report, as she was going over, some of those areas we're not drawing much from, like travel or supplies, but payroll is going out, and that's the biggest item under every one of those categories. So school revenue is still important to us. Mm-hmm. And we need to be very conscious of what we're doing, because, and I know everybody got the I forwarded you the little news clipping from the state comptroller, where he was basically telling everybody, get ready, because we're going to be cutting the budget by billions of dollars. And so we will be talking a lot about that in the near future as we plan for the next budget year. Next item under the superintendent's report is our resignations and retirement notices. You saw that we had a couple of those. We had Jennifer Myers, who has resigned and from the elementary school, and then one that was not in your packet because I got it after the packet went out, is CJ Kyle, one of our coaches at the high school, and also teaches elementary PE. He has resigned to take a position at Pine Tree. We also have a retirement in Deborah Deloach, which we talked about last month, who was going to retire but interested. She is one of our diagnosticians in the special ed department. And she was interested in a part-time position after talking with Dr. Ott. He felt like that would be very beneficial and that we could get the number of the same work. You know, she's very efficient, and we felt like it wouldn't be a burden on his department. So you'll notice she is on a recommendation to get a position of part-time. So we'll be saving a little money there. That was the retirement and resignations. The next item is the cancelization of the senior and board get-together. And I wanted to talk for just a minute about the senior things and graduation. Obviously, we can't come together with all those students to have our senior board get-together. We can still ask them to do the survey, although we won't have them here to encourage them as much, but we can still get the results of the survey. But we will be canceling that get-together, which we do every spring in May. Also wanted to talk to you and bring Nathan in if he wants to. I don't know if he's joined us yet or not, but I wanted to, yes, I see he is on. Kind of give you a little quick rundown of where they are on graduation. We are going to, obviously, from the day one when he made his first announcement about the closure, that we were going to do everything we could to have a graduation. It may look a little different, and he has a couple of options that we're looking at, from a virtual graduation to a drive-through graduation, or kind of like going to the drive-in as a possibility, and cars could park, and we have the graduation kind of like a big parking lot. We'd have a stage down front and so forth, but we're trying to work out the details of both of those. And Nathan has a meeting at a Zoom meeting with the senior parents tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. to get some input from them, to see what their thoughts are. I know they want to do as close to a normal graduation as possible, and we would love that too. But we will be restricted, I'm sure, on some things, but we're going to try to do as much of a graduation as we possibly can. We'll get more information to you after that meeting. Now, I can have Nathan's mic unmuted. If the board, would you like to hear from high school principal anything else concerning graduation plans or senior plans? You good with that? I tried to give you a rundown. We talked just before the board meeting, so we'll know a little bit more after that Zoom meeting that he has with the senior parents tomorrow. And we'll give you a report. I'll send you some updates on that as soon as we kind of come up with which plan is going to work the best. The next item on the superintendent's report is the SHAC report. And you have that in your packet. Nurse Mindy did a fantastic job once again with our Safe and Healthy Advisory Committee, doing all kinds of things from blood drives to a fitness contest and everything. She does a fantastic job, vaccinations, her health fair. But you can see all the things that the SHAC committee was overseeing this last year, and she's been very vital to us during this time, getting us information during the closure about COVID-19 things, you know, as we prepare to open the school, things that we are thinking about, and adjustments that will needed to be made. So Mindy's been a very critical part for us and will continue to play a very vital role in our reopening of the school. But anyway, you have that. Any questions that you might have for the SHAC committee? You can see she does it by month, so it's you see all those things. And then the last thing under the superintendent's report, we're going to have a little bit of an update on our teacher incentive allotment from Madeline. And she's been working very hard. She's been having Zoom meetings every week and doing surveys and all kinds of things. And part of this is to keep the board updated on the movement in the teacher incentive allotment. So I'm going to have Madeline opened up. There she is.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to share my screen with you and just give you a little update about what's happened in the last month or so. Okay. Hopefully you can see the slideshow, and I'm going to go through this, and it will just take just a minute. So this is a progress update from the last time that we met together. Let's see if it will let me advance. There we go. So just to refresh your memory, teacher incentive allotment is based on these three factors: a teacher designation level, the socioeconomic level of your students, and whether you're rural or not rural. Since the last time we met, the TEA has made some adjustments, and so we are now on the rural list, so we will be getting the maximum amount of allotment funds possible. And just to remind you that depending on a teacher's designation, you can earn between $3,000 and $32,000 per teacher per year based on their formula. And so we're applying for this program. In the last month, we formed a steering committee. We have 25 members on the steering committee, including teachers from all three campuses. We have all the campus principals and other district leaders working together with us. We have weekly meetings, and we are following the TEA guidelines for creating our designation system. And we're also looking at some other districts that have had a successful system, like Dallas, Austin, Galveston, to see what they're doing so that we're basing our program on other successful programs. We did also take into account the stakeholder input survey that we sent out, that I sent to you last month, and some of you filled out, but we've also been working hard to get our teachers' input, and so we're using their input. We also have updated the school district website, which I'm going to share with you to show you what we've got on there. Technology department helped me with this, but on the school district homepage, we have a link to the teacher incentive allotment where we will post our updated information and resources for the teachers so that we are clear and transparent in our process, and that everybody, particularly teachers, but also parents and community members, can find out everything they need to know about teacher incentive allotment, because it could potentially be quite a bit of money coming into our district. And so I've got these links here for what we've done so far. We did another input asking teachers how they want us to measure student growth in their classrooms. Because we don't want to just make decisions for teachers. We definitely want teachers to tell us, what's the best way to tell how students are learning in their classroom? And so we are going to use specific growth measures to see how much teachers are learning in each teacher's classroom, or students are learning. And then we're also collaborating with the Education Service Center, Region 7, who have much closer ties with TEA than we do. And so a couple of ladies from there are helping us with our application. On the teacher stakeholder input survey, teachers told us by an overwhelming majority that they want us to look at other measures besides just teacher observations, where the principal goes into the classroom and observes, and student growth measures. They want us to look at other things as well. So we are going to be considering the steering committee right now is researching some of these other criteria that we could use, like teachers who show leadership or mentor other teachers, but especially what our students and families say, and then how much the teachers work on their own professional growth, such as seeking other learning outside the classroom. or what they do to help other teachers. So we're going to figure out a way to embed these things in the fairest way possible, because that's what the teachers want us to do. Okay, so this is kind of like my last informational slide for you. I just want to make sure that everybody's clear and understanding what's, because it's been a month since we've talked about this, but the rationale for pursuing this allotment, for asking the state to give us this money, is because we want to acknowledge and reward outstanding teachers. We want our city to have the competitive edge when it comes to hiring, even though we might not be able to pay as much before the incentive allotment as some of the bigger districts. We want to have this money available to help those highly effective teachers. We definitely want to support our teachers, but most importantly of all, we want to help our students, and we know that having effective teachers in the classrooms is the best thing for our students. And the way we're going to go about that is just create this designation system where we recognize teachers, and they earn designations. They can be recognized exemplary or master teachers, and we'll use these criteria to designate them. So that's what's happened over the last month. I would like to ask for you to respond to two questions. If you can see the chat icon at the bottom of your screen, if you will click on that and answer these two questions. And if you can't see it or you can't do it because of your phone, it's not that big a deal, but it would be helpful to us just to answer these two questions, and they're just yes or no questions. Number one is, do you support the district moving forward with the teacher incentive allotment plans? And at the last meeting, everybody, you know, nodded and verbally said so, but I don't have written documentation of that. So if you want to answer, just put in a number one, yes or no. And number two, do you approve of us spending the money when the state gives it to us through the district budget? Of course, that won't happen until 2022, but do you approve of that? And then number three, if you have any questions or comments, please, please, please share those as well. Any questions on how to go about doing that? Any questions or comments? I'm not looking at the chat box right now, but maybe I should, just to see if anybody has questions. And that's the end of my portion of the presentation. Does anybody need anything else from me? Well, thank you all so much for your time and letting me be here.
All right, Madeline, thank you. You did a great job, and I appreciate all your hard work on that. And we're excited about the possibility that that's going to provide for our teachers and then for ultimately our school.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tracy, that concludes the superintendent's report.
Yes. All right. At this time, we're moving on to item eight. We'll be going into closed session. And we anticipate maybe, hopefully, that it'll last in 15 to 20 minutes. So if you want to rejoin back on, any of the other the non-board members, you're welcome to try at that time. And I think Zach will be here, be back on to be able to help get set back up for anybody that's going to want to join. But at this time, the Orr City ISD Board of Trustees will enter into closed session under the Texas Open Meeting Act, Texas Government Code Chapter 551.074 to discuss personnel, and it is 7:04.
Gracie. Zach just informed me that he would send all the non-board members to the waiting room.
Okay.
So they can wait there if they want to come back in with us, or they, many of them may leave the meeting, but you're welcome to, he's going to send you to the waiting
room. Yes. And if the board members, y'all, if y'all need to unmute your mics or anything like that to discuss.
Let me get... pausing the recording. I got, okay, Tracy, you're ready. He's ready.
All right. If everybody might want to go ahead and kind of, well, I guess we can keep it open because we'll be making motions. At this time, the board will convene into open session at 7:21. To go, let's see. Sorry, that's it. We'll come back at 7:21 and we'll go to item number 9, personnel. Item A, consider superintendent's recommendations regarding employment of contract status of classroom teachers.
I make a motion to approve a 1-year dual probationary contract of employment for professional employee for 2020-2021 to Joshua Furlow, Julie Furlow, Jonathan Manriquez, and Roseanne Newsom.
Second.
A second.
A motion made by Law Potter, second by Virginia Harris. All those in favor? Unanimous. I think we have like 5, I think, of those underneath A.
I make a motion to approve a 1-year probationary contract of employment for a professional employee for 2021 to Kenneth Adcock with certification addendum, Virginia Bell, Catherine Crutcher, Melissa Eccles, Kelsey Evans, Melissa Holbrook, Nishka Harden, Brianne Graves Hill, Brittany Jordan, Karen Kennedy, Sarah Lane, Kelly McAbee, Kelly St. Clair, and Vanessa West.
Second.
Motion made by Virginia Harris, second by Susan Goad. All those in favor? Unanimous.
I make a motion to approve a 1-year term contract of employment for professional employee for 2020-2021 to Vince Brock, Christine Davis, Amanda Jones, Stephanie Jones.
Second.
Who's second that? Okay, a motion made by Bobby Bird, second by Lyle Potter. All those in favor? Unanimous.
I recommend the Board of Trustees consider offering a 1-year dual term contract of employment for professional employee for 2021 to Justin Jones and Raymond Lopez.
Second.
Motion made by Virginia Harris, second by Bobby Bird. All those in favor? Unanimous.
I make a motion to approve a 1-year, 12-month probationary contract of employment for professional employee for 2020-2021 to Nathan Burt.
Second.
Motion made by Bobby Bird, second by Bobby Clausen. All those in favor? Unanimous. All right, we will go on to item B, agreement for part-time educators.
I make a motion to approve an agreement for a part-time educator for 2021 to Nancy Cole, Johnny Coleman, Deborah DeLoach, and Ronnie Hinkle.
Second.
Motion made by Virginia Harris, second by Bobby Paulson. All those in favor? Unanimous. We will go on to item C, recommendations for certified administrators.
I make a motion to approve a 1-year, 11-month term contract of employment for certified administrator for 2021 to Elise Peterson.
Second.
Motion made by Virginia Harris, second by Lyle Potter. All those in favor? Unanimous.
I make a motion to approve to offer a 1-year, 11-month term contract for certified administrator for 2020-2021 to Madeline Anderson.
Second.
Motion made by Bobby Bird, second by Bobby Clausen. All those in favor? Unanimous. All right. And then that will go to item D, recommendations for non-certified professional employee.
Is that Dale Mizell?
We need to do Dale.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Dale needs to be under item C. Sorry about that.
I make a motion to approve a 1 year, 11 month term contract of employment for certified administrator for 2021 to Dale and Mizell.
Second.
Motion made by Virginia Harris, second by Bobby Byrd. All those in favor? Unanimous. All right, now we'll move on to item D, recommendations for non-certified professional employee.
I make a motion to offer a 1 year, 11 month non-certified contract of employment for a professional employee for 2020-2021 to Kurt Bannert.
Second.
Motion made by Bobby Byrd, second by Bobby Clausen. All those in favor? Unanimous. All right, we'll go on to, let's see, any actions taken after the closed session? Got that.
You just did it.
Yes, we just did it. And input for the regular next board meeting for May.
I just want to say how good the weight room looks.
Oh.
You've been to work? If you haven't got by there to see what they're doing in there, that's an awesome job.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Just a quick update on some of the little projects so that you we are about finished with the weight room. We are getting the bids for the softball. I got one bid, which I was real pleased with. So we're getting a couple more bids for the softball fence. We also have a bid on the project. Accepted the bid. We got low bid to do the reflooring, pull the carpet, all that stained carpet in the gym, put down a vinyl flooring like we have in going into the band hall. And also just enough quick update on the band hall. They tell me they're going to try to be finished by the end of April. And they are working pretty hard now to try to get finished. We're hoping they will be through by the end of April. May 1 is their goal. Just the keys and be complete.
Yeah.
So those are some of the little projects that we have going right now. Of course, we've got several other. We're getting some quotes for the oil dirt, put the road in at the stadium. I think that was our four of our little projects. I'd have to go look at the list, but some of the small projects that we were looking at.
The bleachers out on the football field. Was that on the long term or short term?
That was on the long term list because of the cost.
Right.
I mean, we have a ballpark figure on that, so that, you know, to get a hard quote, we just have to decide whether. I'm a little nervous because of the budget cuts that are headed. But as we see, you know, the end of this budget, then the board may want to make a priority out of that.
I know we just talked, you know, we approved to do the ceiling and stuff in the weight room. Is there going to be any money at all to help replace some of those machines that dearly need to be replaced?
Been talking with Ron about that. We're looking at some project ways to do kind of some split funding on that. Some with some fundraising ideas and also some budget.
Okay.
So yes, he has a goal to get some of those weight, the racks, squat racks, and some more equipment, basically updated. We haven't really awesome. Done much in as far as weight equipment along.
No, it's been a while since we did anything on that. That's cool.
Yes, we are quite, working on that.
Are they quite expensive?
Can be. But, I mean, not care. I mean, I don't know what we would consider really expensive, but I mean, they do have different levels of fancy, you know, how fancy you want to go, but he's looking at more from a need standpoint, getting what we need, not trying to go any, you know, Cadillac version, but get squat racks and this, you know, get, be able to do the strength training that we need. We've talked about that a number. How we fund that. Any other questions? Anything you want me to be? Of course, I'll be giving you some updates on graduation plans and stuff like that. Any other things that you want me to be getting you any information or updates on?
If the band hall looks like it might be finished around May 1, that's before we have our next board meeting. Are we going to be able to see it before then?
Yes, you may. We can schedule a time for everybody to come up, keep our social distancing, and do a tour when it's complete. We'll try to find a good date for that. Would love to do an open house, but I know we can't do that right now.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Motion made by Lyle Potter, second by Bobby Clawson. All those in favor? Unanimous. All righty.
Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Thank you.
Great seeing everybody, even if it is through Zoom.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Heflin.
All right. Y'all stay safe. Stay healthy.
All right.
Take care.